Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Could we see the NWO at WrestleMania? Plus, WWE very high on a popular AEW star, and a Raw star could be getting yet another name change. For Friday, March the 25th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. One week tomorrow, WrestleMania weekend. We've talked a lot over the past month or so about possible debuts, returns, surprises, and people being honored during those two nights. It has been revealed by Fightful that we could see an appearance by the NWO during WrestleMania weekend. Fightful say that before the untimely passing of Scott Hall, WWE had plans to bring in Scott Hall as well as other members of the New World Order for WrestleMania weekend in Dallas. There were, among other things, plans for the NWO to do a promotional spot for WWE 2K22. Now, Fightful don't know if those plans have changed or not in the wake of the passing of Scott Hall, but it would still be something that I think would be a very warm moment to see over WrestleMania weekend. I kind of feel like with the passing of Scott Hall, there should be all the more reason to celebrate the NWO. And it gives us a chance as wrestling fans together to honor the life of Scott Hall with the NWO as well. So we could see the New World Order taking over at WrestleMania weekend.
Every time you go up for a coffin drop, you're gonna think of me. Every time you even think about doing a coffin drop, you're gonna think of me. And every time you do a coffin drop, you're gonna think of me laying you in the coffin and closing it shut on your confidence forever.
A lot of nice things have been said about Ethan Page from AEW over the past couple of days. He re-signed with All Elite Wrestling, getting himself a contract extension for many years to come. There's a lot of love for what All Ego is doing. Andrew Zarian of the Matt Men podcast says that that love goes beyond All Elite Wrestling as well. He says Ethan Page is another dude that WWE is very high on. They like Ethan Page's whole deal, and I think he's super talented. I know that Ethan Page has re-signed and he's there for a while, but I know for a fact that there are eyes on him for sure, because he's a guy who is a good-looking guy who can cut a great promo. He has that TV look, so you've got to keep a guy like that happy. Zarian, of course, hinting that if you don't keep a guy like that happy, well, I'm sure WWE would like to pop in with a big offer for him. Genuinely really happy to see a guy like Ethan Page with the world at his feet right now. We had him as a guest on Desert Island Graps last year, and we only had about half an hour to chat, but he was an absolute joy to talk to. You can check that episode out on the Cultaholic podcast feed right now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
MJF had an incredible conversation with Ariel Helwani yesterday. It was released and lots of subjects were discussed. On Cody leaving AEW, MJF wished him luck, hopes that he both finds happiness and a boatload of money. He went on to say, "I respect what he is doing as a businessman. Quite frankly, by 2024, if people have an issue with me leaving to go and make real money, then me and him are going to be fighting on the same exact island." MJF confirmed that his AEW contract expires on January the 1st of 2024. He will not consider re-signing with them earlier unless the money offered was absolutely astronomical, end quote. He refused to discuss any interest from WWE, but was glowing about one of WWE's major players, saying, "Bruce Pritchard and me go way back. When he was in MLW, he was one of the lead producers there and would watch me do promos, and he was floored by me, absolutely enamored by me. I was the prettiest girl at the ball. I love Bruce. I think he's a hell of a guy and has a hell of a mind. I think he produces incredible television." He revealed that WWE has shown interest. He said back when he was 22 years old, they had some designs on bringing him in. He says, "I thought to myself, are they gonna let me be me? That's my biggest thing." Obviously, end up not being a thing. He does pay attention to what WWE are doing. He watches NXT on the regular. He said they had a makeout competition this past Tuesday. Gripping television. How could you not like a makeout competition? He was very, very glowing about the Wednesday Night War as it was. He was very keen to point out that, you know, it makes everybody better doing stuff like that. He talks about a life away from wrestling, and he says that he wants to go and do TV and movies. He says, "Brian Dipperstein at ICM is my agent. We've created an incredible team. I'm also with Activist, who is my management team. I've had a lot of offers for a lot of different things. I'm in talks with a lot of different people. That part legally, I will not discuss." Do check out Ariel Helwani's interview with MJF. It's on Ariel Helwani's YouTube channel right now. It's a really interesting deep dive from one of the most compelling bad guys in wrestling at the moment, Maxwell Jacob Friedman. Could we see another name change for a Raw star? So the MMA Hour had Gable Steveson on as a guest. You already know where this is going. It was pointed out that the Monday Night Raw roster already has a star named Gable, in former Raw Tag Team Champion, Chad Gable. Steveson said, "We're going to have a talk with him. You can't have two Gables. You can't, but right now we do. So there might have to be a little switcheroo. I don't know, but I love Chad too. He's a cool dude." So Gable Steveson putting his foot down, saying that something's going to have to give with Chad Gable. Could we see the return of Shorty G? Or could it be a third name for Chad Gable on the WWE roster? One guy who may be of some comfort in terms of name changing right now is Pete Dunne. He was a guest on My Love Letter to Wrestling on the BBC Sounds app. This is the podcast hosted by Mark Andrews from NXT UK. And Pete Dunne was asked about being renamed Butch. And Dunne said, "The thing is with me, whether it's a name or whatever changes, that's not what really endeared me to the audience in the first place. I'd like to think, anyway, it's the quality of the in-ring work, and that's what I'm going to keep the same, of course. It's going to get better. It's going to improve as time goes. It's exciting, but it's just a little bit different. I think it's time to change it up a little bit. 5 years, fresh start. Why not try something a little new? Optimism from Butch, a.k.a. Pete Dunne. The Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review returns tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. GMT. It'll drop on the podcast feed, and you can watch it on our Patreon as well. Matthew, Greg, and I are watching every episode of SmackDown from the very beginning. We are watching the last SmackDown before WrestleMania X7. If that's not a big enough proposition, this is also the same week in our timeline that the WWF purchased WCW. And I don't think you will find a deeper dive into that particular week in wrestling than you will find with Matthew, Greg, and I tomorrow on the Cultaholic podcast feed for the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review. We're getting ready for WrestleMania X7 on the SmackDown review. And we're getting ready for WrestleMania 38 in real time. So on Sunday, to talk WrestleMania, to talk a huge match that he's got lined up for WrestleMania with Johnny Knoxville and a whole bunch of other stuff, I'm joined by WWE SmackDown star Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn had a chat with me this week about his match against Knoxville, about the upcoming UK tour, and his love for Newcastle upon Tyne.
I do have an affinity for Newcastle for several reasons, and one of them is what you just touched on, the fact that when I was hurt from my first shoulder surgery, that was my first match back. And it just so happened that it was also my first time ever wrestling Finn Balor. And even though he was a longtime friend, we never actually mixed it up in the ring. So that was our first match ever. And also, as you know, Neville, who now goes by the name of Pac in AEW, is a great friend of mine, longtime friend, and probably, you know, top three all-time opponents for me for sure. And he's a Newcastle guy, so I always have a fondness in my heart for Newcastle, probably just because of my fondness for him as well. So anytime Newcastle's on the calendar for me, it's circled, and I approach it with a lot of anticipation.
You set the internet off in 2019 when you turned up in Newcastle.
That was also when I was hurt. So there is a correlation there between Sami Zayn injuries and Sami Zayn trips to Newcastle, I suppose.
Sami Zayn, honorary Geordie, will be on the Cultaholic podcast feed exclusively on Sunday. It's a really lovely chat that we had, and I hope you'll enjoy it as well. I will speak to you on Monday. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.